Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
All right, welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller and me, your co-host, Mr. Bobby, here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. And again, you're in touch with The Compensatory Concept. This is radio the way it should be heard. You can get in contact with the show by calling 1-877-932-9766. A phone line has just come open, so the caller that was on, you could call back and we will get you on. Today's topic is drugs, the new economic system in the black community, in the one world government system of white supremacy, racism. They control, the racist white supremacists control everything that goes on in the prison system, and they control the drugs in it. Mr. Fuller addressed that, and I don't know if it's an economic system. I don't quite know what that means, but from my observations, it seemed like places you go, or parties or whatever, people are very quick to pull out different types of things, alcohol, cigarettes, weed, booger sugar, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff. Where do they get it from, since we don't have any factories or anything that produces that? Somebody is doing that, and Mr. Fuller gave his opinion on that and how some of that stuff you could see in the movie The Godfather, I do believe he referenced Marlon Brando and saying that that was not good. And now, just recently before I came in, I see where, I don't know if this happened in Rome or something, but the papal, the Pope was getting on or exposed some priests who not only were doing drugs, but were also involved in some pedophilia activity. This thing is just wrong. But as for us, an economic factor in the black community, I do not know. Okay, let's go to the Gmails. Again, phone lines are open. It says here, Mr. Fuller, I need some direction in helping children in the foster care system. Can you give me some advice?
No, I don't know enough about that. But I don't know if you're talking about your own offspring. I don't know whether they're talking about their own offspring or someone else's. But if they have time to just do something along those lines, just get in contact with the people who are already trying to do something in that field of expertise and join with them. Just always gravitate toward the people who are already doing whatever it is that you intend to do. Just find out all the information you can about how far people have gone with that and whatever it is you want to do. Get all the information that you can, the best information that you can get, and then work yourself from there. But I don't know enough about how that system works to make any kind of intelligent comment on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All righty. Well, that's the best you can do. Okay. Okay, I hope that that can that helps you.
If I understand the question correctly.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Let's see here. There is a question here. Wait a minute. Okay. This one question I am not going to ask you, Mr. Fuller, because I have determined, because of the name of the individual who wrote this, that it is not a legitimate question, and that person know who that is. I am not going to do that, but I will ask you this, Mr. Fuller. Question, it says, how do we create a true system of justice? This is the type of discussion that we all need to be having all the time. Revealing truth is the most powerful act that all of us on this planet can do, and we create peace, friendships, correctness, love, and justice overall. How do we create a true system of justice?
Through codification. And what is codification? You try to make everything that you do and everything that you say produce a constructive effect. Now, that's a trial and error process, because you don't know what will produce a constructive effect. But you do your best each and every day, each and every minute, in all of your contacts, basically with people or with things, with creatures. And always ask yourself, is this constructive or is this non-constructive? Like what has been mentioned in this program this morning about parties and drugs, okay? First thing you do if somebody wants you to come to a party, you ask, okay, what do you mean by you want me to come to a party? See, it's all a matter of questions and answers. That's how you produce justice. That's how you produce anything of value. Questions and answers. All problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. That's universal law. There are no exceptions to that. All problems, every problem that's ever been solved in the history of the entire universe, has been solved through the process of questions and answers. So just simple things like someone said, we're inviting you to a party. Well, if you've never heard of a party, what's the logical question? What is a party? And never move to the second question before you get an answer to the first one. Keep that in mind. That's the process of producing justice, too. Because in the system of white supremacy, the white supremacists will throw about 15 questions at you at once. All right? And you'll try to answer all 15 and at the same time. And what do you have as a result of that is what? The one thing you want to avoid at all costs. That's confusion. Because the white supremacists strive on confusion. So you don't move to the second question before the first question is asked and answered fully. All the answers to that first question. So I just gave an illustration right there. Simple mm-hmm. things like what people do, like what this program was about today. Party. What is a party? And if you say, oh, well, we're going to have a good time. Well, have a good time doing what? That's question number two. Well, we're going to get together and have some friends over. Okay. Some friends like whom? And so let them name some of the friends, all right? Okay, and what is the party? Now you're getting to the punchline. What's the party for? Well, like something's been mentioned on this program this morning, well, there's a lot of lonely people, and so we get together to keep from being lonely. Oh, okay, well. The part is for the ward off loneliness and an antidote for loneliness. Okay, so far so well. So what are we going to do at this getting rid of loneliness party? And say, well, you can bring a little coke and, you know, and you can bring a little opium and you can, you know, and because others are going to bring it. And so, you know, that's what we usually do and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you get to, okay, now it's supposed to be to ward off loneliness and all like that, but now is this going to produce a constructive result? Just ask them that. That's what I do if somebody asks me to come to a party. What is this party for? And what is going to be the result of me coming to that party? Am I going to make a problem or am I going to solve a problem? Because if I'm solving the problem of loneliness, what are we going to be doing to solve this loneliness problem? Because the code says, the recommendation, since we're talking about justice here, you don't make contact with anybody for any reason unless it has something to do directly, indirectly, with something of constructive value.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to wind up, and anything you do of constructive value is going to be against racism, because the racists do not want black people to ever get together and do anything that has a constructive result. As long as it's non-constructive, as long as it's destructive, as long as you're going to wind up with shell casings all over the floor and all over the streets outside, whatnot, among black people, and the white supremacists come around, I mean, putting up yellow tape and whatnot, that's the kind of activity that the white supremacists want for black people. But to get together and do anything of constructive value, anything that when you leave there having gained something that's going to help you more than have harmed you in the white supremacist plan, that's a no-no.
Okay.
But every black person, in answer to your question, in order to produce justice, every move you make, you want to know in advance, is this going to produce a constructive result or a non-constructive result? And you want to know the details of how it's going to come about.
Okay.
What are you going to do to bring that about?
Okay. All right. Caller, hang on. We'll try to get to you here. Let's see, Mr. Fuller. Let's see here. This Gmail, unless we can get this phone call in here. Wait a minute. Nope. Okay. This Gmail says, hello, Mr. Fuller. Once upon a time, black women didn't get tattoos. Now they do. Once upon a time, black women didn't come out of the house with their bust, thighs, and buttocks exposed for the world to see. Now they do. Not to mention bleaching their skin. What has happened, Mr. Fuller, to the black woman specifically in the system of racism, white supremacy?
Well, the white supremacists always entice black people, period, not just black females, black males too, to do anything that is non-constructive. So the question is this constructive activity? Does it produce a constructive result? So you just ask yourself, when if you're thinking about, well, I'm going to get a tattoo. All right, let's use some logic, because everything that you do is supposed, all constructive activity is based on logic, and non-constructive activity based on logic. Logic means cause and effect. Okay, so you're going to get a tattoo. What are you getting a tattoo for? It comes back to those wants again. What do you want to do? What is it that I want to do, like it says on the page 171?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What do I want to do? I want to get a tattoo. Why do you want to get a tattoo? See, and don't move to that second question before you answer the first question to yourself. What do I want to do? I want to get a tattoo. Okay, have you ever thought about why you want to get a tattoo? That's the next question. And you answer yourself that question honestly. Well, if I get another tattoo, you know, that's the thing that I see other people doing it. That's why you want to do it? Because you see. Now, what does the code say about ever doing anything because you see somebody else doing it? The code says never, ever in your entire existence do anything for no other reason than you saw somebody else doing it. Get that in your head right now. That's what you call bedrock code.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever do anything. You don't make a move. You don't even breathe simply because somebody else is doing it. You breathe because it works for you.
Okay.
And you got to be very specific about how breathing works for you, because breathing has been found to work pretty well for most people.
Yes.
For all people that I've heard of.
Okay.
Okay. So now if you're going to get a tattoo, why are you getting this tattoo? Answer yourself this question. But if you give that reason that everybody else is doing it, no. You don't ever own, as long as you're on this planet or any other planet, you don't ever do anything for no other reason other than somebody else is doing it? No. All right. But let's move on to that third. How do you plan to do it? Oh, I plan to get the tattoo by going to the tattoo shop. All right. Okay, that's pretty easy. Okay. Now, here's the punchline in the four wants of what you want to do. What do you expect the constructive result to be? Because I'm going to tell you what my reaction is when I see somebody with a tattoo. I say, it looks like you got a sore on your skin. Because that's what it looks like to me. I have never seen a tattoo that I thought was pretty. Ever.
Okay.
I've looked at a lot of tattoos on white people and black people. I've glanced at them. Now, another thing, why do you want it? See, go back to that second question about wants. You want a person following you around in the grocery store looking at, checking out all your tattoos up and down your legs and whatnot, and looking at your breasts, leaning over on the street, getting up on the bus and walking back there and looking back so they can try to make out what that tattoo is right there between your breasts. Is that what you want?
Mm-hmm.
And if you get that, now that you got it, what are you going to do with it? Now you have attracted everybody. You're a tattoo sign. All right? You got tattoos everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now everybody that you pass on the street, is this what you want? Stop and look at your tattoos. People all down on their knees, looking at the tattoos around your ankle.
Okay.
Is that what you want? It comes on to what? The four wants. What is it that you want?
Yes. All righty. Let's do this. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7 no-charge worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on various topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, politics. Now, let's see. I have a couple of shows that I'm going to mention, three. The Wellness Spot with Tona Karen, Everlasting Life with Michelle Vanell, and It's Your Time to Travel with Ricky Tice. Now, all these shows, again, are exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com, and all you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on Programs, and there you will see a list of all the shows that TalkTainment Radio carries. Give it a sample and see what you like or maybe what you don't like. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com. That is radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. We've been addressing, or he's been addressing, the subject of drugs in the black community, the new economics in the black community, which the white supremacists control. I understand for a moment there we were having some temporary problems as the usual suspects have been in play, but now you can get through. I will say this to a person I think is Naive Bond. If you call in, I believe that you can get through after this caller that we take now, but hopefully the lines have been corrected, because we do want to get your phone calls in, and then you can ask Mr. Fuller your question. But right now, we're going to go to the phone lines, and caller, you're on with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead with your question.
Well, first I have a statement real quick. Mr. Fuller mentioned how they'll have a meeting and then call you in the office. What I notice in corporate America, they'll have a meeting with you there. Then they'll have a secret meeting after the meeting, not even at the same facility. They'll have it when they're at lunch with each other.
Okay.
And then use that secret information with the three T's to get rid of you as a black person.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Fuller, I worked at a company where I got let go of the three T's. Before I got let go, they paid me twice. They paid me on Thursday like they're supposed to.
Yes.
Then on Friday, I gave back the money on Friday. A couple of weeks later, they let me go of the three T's. My question to you, were they using that second paycheck as another way to get rid of me?
Oh, I don't know, because I don't know the details of how that worked and whatnot.
Okay.
I mean, they paid you once, and then they paid you twice?
Yes, sir. The second day, the same amount. And a black janitor said they were trying me. And we're going to let me go if I didn't give back that money. So that's
you go and ask a question about why you received that. That's the procedure.
Okay.
You go and ask a question about why you received a second paycheck, two paychecks.
Okay.
You know, all problems are solved through the process of questions and answers. And I don't care what kind of meetings anybody ever has. That applies to when you are having meetings. All you do is stay in the question lane. Stay away from making statements at every meeting.
Yes, sir.
I mean, giving your opinion unless you're asked. I mean, kind of be hesitant about giving your opinion on anything. You ask the people who are supposed to be in charge of everything, the people who know everything. Ask them questions and don't argue about the answers. Think about the answers that you get. And record the answers that you get if they permit you to do so. That's another thing. Get away from having meetings where you don't write down or have them write down what's being said. Okay? And make a request. Sir, ma'am, can you put that in writing, what you just said, if you think it's something that's really important for you to remember? All right? So if they ask you, of course they'll ask you, well, why do you need it in writing? And whatnot, you'll say, because I may forget this mm-hmm. important information that you're giving me, sir.
Correct.
All right? I might forget, or I might misquote something that is said, and I don't want to do that. Or should I do that, sir? Okay? Or ma'am? Always be polite. Always be the most courteous person at any meeting or any gathering or any situation that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever let anybody be more courteous than you. That's code,
okay.
And it doesn't cost you anything to be courteous.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of everybody else can be shouting, cursing, and whatnot. The more animated they become, you might say, the more excited, the more belligerent, the more, people using curse words and that type of thing, the calmer you are supposed to get.
Okay.
And the more courteous you are supposed to get.
Alrighty.
And just try to keep it so that you stay in the question lane. Don't make statements if you can get around it.
If you can get around it, that's right. Okay, let's see here. Native or Naive Bond, our phone line is open for you to call in now. And you can do that now, and they'll take your call. Okay, Mr. Fuller, the second question to that question about the black female was this. Mr. Fuller, have you ever had an experience with any sundown towns? And if so, could you share your experience with sundown towns?
Well, what they call sundown towns, I've heard of them. I was in a state that supposedly had several. One was I was born in a place called Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And not too far from that was a place called Pryor, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And at an early age, I learned if you go through Pryor, it's best don't even go through Pryor. Go around Pryor. And definitely don't stop there because that's a sundown town.
Okay.
In fact, they said that Pryor, Oklahoma had a sign outside of the town, like many towns, I understand.
What did the sign say?
Hebrews N-word. Okay. Do not let the sun go down on you here.
With the N-word.
Start with the N-word.
Wow.
N-word, and then right under that, do not let the sun go down on you here. Mm. In other words, you can pass through here.
Yes.
Because you know you Negroes, only they didn't say Negro.
No, they didn't say Negro.
Y'all get, y'all sometimes, white people, require you to go from one place to another. And sometimes you have to pass through what they call a all-white town.
Not even in the daytime? And in that town you were talking about?
No, you can go through it, and that's what they mean by sundown.
Oh, okay, go down. Okay,
you can go through the town during the day.
But don't go down there at nighttime.
Don't go through that town at night at all.
Okay.
Or you'll wind up somewhere, swinging from a limb.
Okay.
It's all nice and legit, too.
Yeah.
Because you are one of those people who are not welcome here.
Yeah.
And anything that shouldn't happen to a person will happen to you here if you come through this town at night. Period. We don't want to see you. We don't want to lay eyes on you. If we see you, you are alien.
Mm-hmm.
You are something that shouldn't be here. You are a creature from outer space. And we don't know what you're up to. And so, therefore, you are in big trouble.
Yes.
And you just might wind up lynched. And that was the hint that they made.
Now, Mr. Fuller, you've heard of the Green Book. I didn't know what that was, but we did some research on that. In fact, we had a show concerning the Green Book. But one of the interesting, I guess you could call them facts, that I understood was here in the state that I live in, which is the state of Ohio, so I've been told, we had more sundown towns than anybody in the entire concept or corporation called the United States of America, which is a corporation. They had more in here than, so-called sundown towns than any state in this union, even more than in your state that you say that you were born in, which was Oklahoma, where that went on. And so there was a brother, I believe, that worked for the Postal Service that came out with a book called The Green Book that showed where black people can go and be safe, restaurants, hotels. Even here in Columbus, they had places where black people, could go. And I understand it was very popular. Now, I was young when it came out. Have you ever heard of that Green Book?
I had them.
You had them? Okay.
Yes. Not only that, my father's business and the business I grew up in was listed in the Green Book.
All right. Okay.
Yes, I know about the Green Book.
Okay.
See, I came up during that era.
Okay.
So I know about the sundown towns. I know about the Green Book. I know by where you could stop and where you'd better not even think about stopping.
Yeah.
And some places you better not even think about going through.
Day or night, huh?
I mean, you better not show your black face anywhere near that town.
Woo.
All right? Mm. You go 8 miles, around that town.
Yes.
Like that's an enemy encampment. All right? Because that's where you were.
Yeah.
And that's where we are now, really.
Yeah, we're laughing.
We just don't understand that.
Yeah.
And yes, but you are in danger. You show your black face up around here,
Yeah. It's unfortunate that some people feel that way now.
Right.
Okay.
That young white lady will come to, white girl, you call a girl, come to the...
Yeah. Oh, like they did. Excuse me.
Come here quick. There's a house by the fence.
Yeah.
And I left that blank there for the word.
Yeah, the N-word. Okay.
Yeah.
TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Paul. Come here, quick.
Talk to him.
There's a out by the fence.
Mm. Okay.
And you better get away from that fence.
Because
the next thing you're going to hear is a shotgun blast.
Watch out.
All right?
Okay.
Ain't going to ask you no questions.
Talk to him at radio.com. We go where you go. Download the Talk to him at radio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's Radio the Witch. If you're stay right there. We're going to take your phone call. You're next. Holding up. And also some more Gmails. Paul? Yeah. Okay. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Talktainmentradio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. Talktainmentradio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
Come on home. The 6th Annual Culture Wall Music and Art Festival is Saturday, July 13th at 55 Jefferson Avenue. Come 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. Come enjoy live music featuring Thump Daddy, The Deal Breakers, and a special tribute to Aretha Franklin, Marvin Gaye, and Teddy Pendergrass. Plus, Sunday, July 14th, it's Praise in the Park, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring the legendary Mary McClendon Trio and Ronnie Diamond Horde. For vendors, call 614-253-1880. That's 614-253-1880. Presented by University East Hospital, State Auto Insurance, Columbus Communicator, Who Is in Columbus, Making a Difference, Inc., Columbus City Parks and Rec, United Way of Central Ohio, Nobo Arts Group, Design and Me, and Sylvia Garrett Insurance Agency. Save the date, Saturday, July 13th and Sunday, July 14th. It's the 6th Annual Cultural Wall Music Art Festival and Praise in the Park. For more information, call 614-253-1880. That's 614-253-1880. We'll see you then.
Are you ready for a high school that allows you to work at a place that is right for you? Are you ready to earn a certification in healthcare, business, or manufacturing while achieving your high school diploma? Then you are ready for Life Skills High School, a free public school option for high school students 16 to 21 years old. Learn more about your free high school educational options at lifeskillshs.org or call them at 1-800-888-7992. Life Skills High School, education that fits your life.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Shop Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
McGruff the Crime Dog here. Let's hear from an identity thief.
Identities are easy to catch online. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Books them every time.
Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially at home, because half of identity theft occurs by someone you think you know. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. Learn more from the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council. This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise Planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
All righty. Caller that was on the line, go ahead and call back. We had to do those commercials and announcements. So the line is open for you to call back. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And I was just talking with Brother William Dodson. He was talking about the Sundown Towns and the Sundown book, Mr. Fuller. In fact, he told me that you can still order those books from Amazon.com. And he has a few. Those are basically, to me, historical documents to show the places where we could go and where we couldn't go, particularly if you were a black musician on the Chitlin Circuit. I'm pretty sure you've heard of that, haven't you, Mr. Fuller? The Chitlin Circuit?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Musicians definitely had to know.
Yeah.
You'd better believe it. I mean, Duke Ellington and Count Basie. In fact, Count Basie's band stayed at my father's hotel.
Okay.
In Muskogee, Oklahoma, 316 North 2nd Street. Someone sent me a film of, I didn't even know it existed, but recently someone sent me a film. They got it off the internet. Of 316 North 2nd Street, People's Hotel and Cafe. And it'll actually show it back in the day. And I'm talking about way back. I'm talking about back when they, because see, I came up doing where you still had a hitching post for horses outside of my father's hotel and cafe. All right?
Yeah.
I came up during that time where you still had horses and wagons in Oklahoma.
Wow.
Probably in some of the bigger cities, too.
Yeah.
But definitely in Muskogee, Oklahoma, you still had a lot of everybody traveled by horse and wagon.
Okay. Wow.
And you had very few cars.
Yeah.
In fact, when we would talk about a car, when I was real young, we'd say, you know, the guy with the green car. Everybody knew who you were talking about.
Everybody knew, yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Speaking about that, that might be one of the movies that you put on your list, The Green Book, because my brother Dotson was just telling me some stuff about that, some really good information that black folks may need to invest in. Okay, let's go to the Gmails. Caller, you still have time to call back, but we had to do those commercials, so you can call back. The lines are open. It says, greeting, Mr. Fuller and Mr. Bobby. There was a recent incident in Phoenix, Arizona, where a group of suspected race soldiers drew guns on a black family, male, pregnant female, and two small offspring. The suspected race soldiers are seen and heard aiming their weapons and using very offensive language. However, the black family survived without injury. Why? Because they didn't fuss, they didn't fight, and they didn't flee. The black male is seen and heard cooperating with a suspected race soldier, even calling him, quote, sir, end of quote, despite being assaulted by the suspected race soldier. The lesson from this incident is not to fuss, fight, or flee when encountering a suspected race soldier. Mr. Fuller, what say you about that incident?
I say that's correct behavior according to the code. Why? Because it works in your behalf. See, whatever you do, if you're black and on this planet, whatever move you make is supposed to work for you, not against you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first assumption that you make is that you are already a prisoner of war. So if a guard in a prison stops you in the hallway, which is all that a highway is, just a hallway in a prison for black people, all right, or a street in a city, That's just a hallway in a prison. You're in a cell block. That block that you reside in, that you call your home, that's a cell block if you're black anywhere on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone who you suspect may be a white supremacist, particularly with a badge and a gun or a so-called position of authority, tells you anything, you don't fuss. You don't fight, and you don't flee. Now, why? Because you are going to go into a, you know, you're Tom, your Uncle Tommy, if you do something else other than that? No, because it won't work.
It won't
work.
There's
nowhere for you to go. You are not going to get any help, because right then you need help. You're surrounded by people with guns, and you're in a car. Now, a car is nothing but a sitting target. Anybody that's, I mean, even assassins and soldiers
mm-hmm.
know that if you're in that little box called a car, I mean, you are an acute disadvantage if somebody starts shooting at you. This is why, you know, in the old gangster movies and whatnot, sometimes they'd wait for you to get in the car because they know if you're out of the car, you got more options. But once you're in the car, and the car is sitting still, you're nothing but a sitting target.
Sitting
they can shoot that car to pieces,
mm-hmm.
all right? Which is why the gangsters usually would wait until the guy got in the car and then walk up and, you know, you're in a car. You're already in the first step to being a coffin because that car is your coffin. Now, you're sitting in a car and you're surrounded by other cars with the lights on you and people behind those cars and behind the doors in those cars pointing guns, and you are going to start saying, I'm going to win this argument.
Wow.
You're going to start a fuss or a fight or start fleeing. Where are you going? I mean, they can run you as long as you can find something to step on.
Or shoot you in the back like they did the brother in South Carolina.
I mean, you're not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. You're nothing but a nice moving target.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah, and they killed him, too.
And if, even if you kind of get away then, by then they know something about you.
Yeah.
You left your car sitting there. Your license plate, unless it's a stolen car and whatnot, and that might have your prints in it or something like that.
Yeah.
But you can't make it like that.
Yeah.
You're in a prison. The whole world is a prison for you if you are black in on this place called a planet, Earth. You're black, and your prison uniform is your skin.
Color. Mm-hmm.
That's your uniform anywhere you go. You're not supposed to forget that, not for 2 seconds, not for 1 second, ever.
Okay.
Don't fuss, don't fight, don't flee.
All right.
Why? Because it works best for you, that's why.
Okay. Question here from the Gmails. It says, Mr. Fuller, we are prisoners of war, and we are prisoners of war, and prisoners of war have no rights. However, many times the white supremacists trick us by pretending that we have rights to maintain a pretense of justice. Marimba Annie calls it radical or rhetorical ethics. Say one thing and do another. In other words, trying to lie to gullible people. Given this, Mr. Fuller, do you think that blacks should even bother voting? We have never had a candidate that represents us or our interests, and there is no lesser evil when they are all white supremacists or their servants. I haven't voted since the first Clinton term and never will again.
Oh, that's optional. If you don't want to, then don't. But I vote.
Yes.
Simply because, as a prisoner of war, and someone gives me some options saying, you might get something. And so there's an old saying that was given to me by a black sergeant when I was in Japan back in the 1950s. He said, Fuller, a little bit of something is better than a whole lot of nothing. And so I remembered that.
Okay.
So in a prison, just like Andy Dufresne in the movie Shawshank Redemption, another movie I refer to often, he took what he could get. See, if you get a better job in the warden's office, take it. Don't criticize the person that does take it if you don't want it. I mean, you know, let the person better his or her condition, because you're in a prison anyway. Why be miserable all the time when one of the guards comes down the line and says, you know, well, today you're not going to have to go out on the road, gang. We're going to give you a little break today on account of you haven't given the guards a hard time recently. And so we're going to give you a break today, and you can use the prison library. Well, you don't say, I ain't cooperating with none of y'all. I ain't doing no. Don't be doing me no favors. No. If they offer you anything where you can get a little bit of something, better than a whole lot of nothing, which is what you got, take the little bit of something, because you might be able to build on that little bit of something, like Andy Dufresne did in Shawshank Redemption. He not only built on it, working in the warden's office. He got out of that prison.
He got out of that prison.
By working in the warden's office. Because when you're working in the warden's office, what? You find out a lot of things you can't find out by not working there.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
And he had a plan, though.
Oh, that's how you can make a plan. Mm-hmm. See, always take a little bit of something if it looks like it's anything that you can use for constructive value.
And that's what
voting is about.
Okay.
You're not going to get very much. You already know that.
Yeah.
All right? But in a prison, you don't expect very much. But you take what you can get. If you can get a little better meal, get it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Especially,
I mean, a better meal is a better meal
than
you had yesterday.
Especially with the current clown show that's going on. Anyway, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller here in the Donate Hour. Come on, donate. But at this particular time, we would like Mr. Fuller to speak about his book. Mr. Fuller?
Yes, you can get the book that which is what I'm basing everything that I'm saying on. I tried to put it in this book, as crowd as much of it as I possibly could, about the do's and don'ts and how to deal with racism and how to deal with all of the ramifications of racism, meaning how to interact with other prisoners of war like yourself. All the hostilities that go on between black people themselves, the male-female thing. The book is segmented into 9 areas of activity: economics, education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. And I think that covers just about all of the things that people are engaged in, directly and indirectly, each and every day, people of color.
Yes, sir.
And the textbook for victims of white supremacy, if you perceive yourself as being directly and indirectly a victim of racism, then that's what I wrote the book for you and for me, about what to do about it on a day-to-day basis. You can get it by going to producejustice.com. That's producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the book and the method for ordering.
Okay. Very good. Let's see here. Brother J.R. Lawson, I don't know if I'm going to get to your Gmail on this. I'll try. If not, we'll do it next week. But let me do this, Mr. Fuller. Here's a question from the Roop Dog. He says this, and I'm not going to say the word, but you'll get the drift of it. He says, what is the N-word factory? He said, in a speech, the leader of the 2-time Grammy Award-winning hip-hop collective Arrested Development launches the N-word factory. He said it's a 3-part series that exposes what he considers to be a deeply destructive campaign to demean the perception of blacks worldwide. I guess this has been out since October the 15th, 2018, and he said that it's launched on the YouTube channel, and they have subsequent episodes in the following weeks. And I'm looking at episode 1, and I see episode 2, but I don't see an episode 3. Have you ever heard of that, Mr. Fuller?
Haven't heard of it at all.
Okay.
It's called the N-word factor?
Factory, yeah.
Factory.
Yes. Okay.
And it's on the internet?
It's on the YouTube channel.
YouTube channel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of it until now.
I'm going to have to check that out. And Donta said that he appreciated you for answering. He said, wait a minute, let me get this straight. I appreciate, just wanted to let you know that he was listening to the program and certainly improved. You have helped him to improve himself as an individual. That's good to know. Okay, here's this one here. Since we don't have a phone call, it says, this comes from Brother J.R. Okay, J.R., we got him. He says, about your statement about don't fuss, don't fight, don't flee. He just wants you to know that he also was listening and appreciates the information that you have given him. Evidently, it has helped him because he stayed focused in remembering that when you encounter a suspected white racist, to remember that. Don't fuss, don't fight, and don't flee. Yeah.
There's reasons why.
Yes.
It doesn't work. See, we got to get out of this habit that we have of doing all kinds of things that we know are not going to work, even before we do it. But we go ahead and do it anyway. And that is practically the definition of what Einstein would say, insanity. See, you know, soldiers, I mean, they're trained. Hey, you know, you're surrounded. I mean, unless you can fight your way out of it and get away. All right, like the paratroopers, they are trained for that. But if you're not trained to do that, like leave this planet, because there's nowhere on the planet you can go to get away from the white supremacists, then don't fool yourself.
Yes.
That's the worst thing that a non-white person can do, a black person can do, is fool yourself into thinking that you have power that you don't have, and you're a prisoner of war.
And you're a prisoner of
you
war.
You got to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Prisoner of war, you act like a prisoner of war. You scheme.
Okay.
You try to think on a long-term scale because you say, hey, I'm a prisoner of war, and these people are serious.
They're very serious.
They ain't playing with me,
mm-mm.
And I'm not going to play with them. I'm going to be polite. I'm going to do what they say do until I see where I can break out of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a question from Brother George Thompson. It might be a sort of a question request, but it says this. Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller, we already know that most of us don't read enough. A lot of people buy the code and simply shelve it and never read it. I would like to see if Mr. Fuller would allow me to compile a list of quotes and turn it into a daily calendar. Each day you rip off the previous day and get your quote for that day, and then you can go to work and deal with the devil while we are still trapped here. Thought it might be a good idea. I would like those tear-offs because it feels like you are starting fresh, over fresh each day. Could you ask Mr. Fuller about that? Mr. Fuller, what do you think about that, having some quotes of your book in a tear-off calendar type of mode?
I would prefer that people buy the book.
Okay.
Buy my book.
Okay.
Because I could have done that on the calendar and whatnot, but then the reason I haven't done something like that myself is because it might be construed as sometimes people taking things out of context.
What do you mean?
I mean, that can happen easily. Is this what, it's been mentioned on this program this morning. Some people are mentioning things that Neely Fuller said, and these things are said, and then other things are said along with it. See, it's not enough continuity.
That may be things that you didn't say.
My book is written with a lot of continuity.
Uh-huh.
All right? And I couldn't make up a calendar with that type of thing in it if I just wanted to sell something.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to do is stay focused, because one thing that black people don't have is focus and clarity. I even have to judge myself on that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's what I have on my calendar. When I come on TalkTainmentRadio.com,
yes, sir.
I have on my calendar that I was on TalkTainmentRadio.com on this particular date.
Yes, sir.
And then I have up above it, I give myself 4 stars if I had focus and clarity. In other words, no confusion. I have never given myself more than 2 stars, 2.5 stars, ever.
Okay.
Because out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I checked that calendar, I said, well, Fuller, you weren't very clear. I mean, you rambled, or you didn't answer the person's questions according to the code exactly. I mean, you put too much embellishments on it, or you didn't put enough in it, or something.
Yes, sir.
But you wasn't focused, and you wasn't clear, because
mm-hmm.
I am guilty of that.
Yes, sir.
Today, I made a huge mistake on page numbers.
Well,
right. I said page 71.
But we corrected it, though.
71.
Yeah.
But I corrected it.
Yes.
On other programs, I've said it's page 71 on the 4 warrants.
Mm.
See what I mean? And that has gone out forever.
Yes.
All right. That's been recorded, and people are saying that ain't on no page.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Fuller don't even know what he's doing. I mean, see, so you have to watch even Fuller, and Fuller has to watch himself.
Yeah, watch yourself.
Nobody's exempt.
Right. One more thing about that before we end the program. Now, on these tear-offs that we're not going to do, is it possible that if you did start something like that, that people could misquote you?
Yes.
Yes, possible. Okay.
Yeah, and that, you know, so it's just best for people just to
buy the book.
Yeah, buy the book and present the book as is.
Okay.
You know, and say, this is what Fuller said.
Okay, we got to.
Even if you disagree with everything in it,
yeah.
You say, now, Fuller wrote this book.
Okay.
I disagree with everything in it. Now, I'm going to tell you what I got to say.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Right. Fuller. We got to leave it there.
Yeah,
thanks for listening, and we'll
all
see
right.
you next week. Thank you.
Yeah, right, okay.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why. One should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.